Hey, beautiful people. Welcome to the France Digital Podcast. We would like to share with you some insights we received during the France Digital Day, or the FD Day as you know it. This brand new podcast will center around impact and how entrepreneurship can save the world. We will share with you a lot of inspiring content to get you pumped for the FD Day 2020. Don't hesitate to tune in.
Hello, everyone. I'm very pleased today to be here on stage to discuss food for good with Guillaume Fourdinier, the CEO of Agricool.
Hello.
And Lucie Bache, the founder in France and CEO in France of Too Good To Go.
Hi.
And today we're going to discuss the opportunities to grow food and agricultural startups in a very fast changing world. As you know, with a global warming urgency, almost everyone is aware of the negative impact of the food industry. As you know or not know, agriculture is responsible for 10% of the carbon emissions, and more people consume today too much food, too much meat, too much fish. We use too much plastic. The situation is very dramatic, but it can be also opportunities to create change. And on the bright side, some good news. On the nutrition side, people want to know more and more about the food they consume. You must know the success of the UCA application with more than 10 million active users. On the retail side, more and more people want to eat local and organic food. That's what we started 10 years ago with the platform La Ruche Qui Dit Oui, with more than 200,000 people that consume regularly through that platform. And today, more and more retailers try to propose organic and local food to their consumers. But also, while the demand is growing, there's need to have more good products, more offering that we miss. On the agricultural side, we need to accelerate the transition of the farmer. And also, we need to propose new alternative ways of producing food. It can be like indoor farming, it can also be urban farming, and we see a lot of good news on that side. For example, in France, we're going to have the biggest urban farm that is going to open next year. It's going to be on the roof of the Paris Exhibit Center, where we have the VivaTech exhibit. And also, as you may know, France is the best country in the world. We have the best sustainable agriculture, but even with that, we still have a lot of progress to do, and we can also inspire a lot of people. I believe, and also I'm sure you believe, that there's a lot of opportunities to mix digital transition and to make better food for the people. And today we're going to discuss that. Thank you. So maybe, Lucie, you can start with presenting us what is Too Good To Go.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So at Too Good To Go, what we do is that we help anyone to fight food waste. Food waste is a massive issue. Today, we throw in the bin one third of what we produce in the world. And ideally, we want to find a way for all of you to actually reduce food waste in your daily lives. So we have a platform that connects stores that might throw food away at the end of the day, and citizens, people like you and me, that can come at the end of the day and pick up all the food that would have been thrown away. So thanks to that, we could save more than 20 million meals just in the last 3 years in 12 countries in Europe, just by connecting people at the right time, at the right place, to enable them to pick up the food that would have gone to the bin. And we want to do more than that. I mean, now Too Good To Go is not just a marketplace anymore. It's also, we want to become the authority for fighting food waste. So engage the politics, the businesses, the households, and also touch on education topics to help everyone and the society overall to make a real difference on the fight against food waste. So that's us.
Thank you. And Guillaume, can you tell us more about Agricool?
Yeah, so Agricool, our mission is to grow tasty and pesticide-free fruits and vegetables for everyone. And so what we do is we transform shipping containers into farms. We create paradise for fruits and vegetables inside. So we recreate all the conditions so that the fruits can grow in perfect conditions with the best LEDs for the light, the best climate, bumblebees for strawberries and so on. And what we do is we grow directly in cities so that people can eat fruits and vegetables that are local everywhere. And what we have today is that we grow strawberries with like 15 times more yield than the best greenhouses ever, using 95% less water, no pesticides, and strawberries that taste like strawberries, you know, real strawberries.
Something that is interesting between the two of you is, Lucy, you propose a platform to optimize an existing business. So you were able to grow the project pretty quickly from the moment you start. While Guillaume, on your side, you had a long research and development time because you propose a real big innovation. So can you tell us more? Because we see, like with your project or with Insect that talked previously, that can be a long research and development cycle. How long does it take? Where are you in terms of impact right now? And what is, you know, the process to scale such a business?
Yeah, clearly it's a really long-term project. You know, we are inventing all the technologies and recipes to be able to grow fruits and vegetables indoor. Anywhere. So we've gone from like 5 years of full R&D. We have 50 people in R&D with agronomy, engineering, software, and so on. And we had to A/B test thousands of recipes of agronomy to be able to get the recipe we have today. So there is a long R&D phase, but it's really important for us to invest a lot on that, because if we are able to grow way more food tomorrow, with less, so way less water. 70% of the water on the planet is used for farming, you know. So using way less water and no pesticide, it's really important. So today we are really proving that the farm can be profitable and scalable. And then, you know, it will be more the expansion of the product. But yeah, it's a long-term journey, a really exciting one. But it's a long-term one when you are working on that kind of innovations.
And one question is, we know there's a big problem with the food, that we need to accelerate the transition. Do you have ideas of ways to grow a company to really disrupt quickly the current agricultural model? Do you see any ways that we can do that? Any ideas, opportunities, either Lucy or Guillaume?
Well, yeah, you know, it's really important, I think, in the in the next years that people really work on that important problems. I think in the past it was sometimes something quite bad that, you know, a lot of people were working on small or not really important problems sometimes. And way more people today are working on long-term projects that can change things forever. I think some of us that are really important are around water, really important to, you know, avoid plastic bottles everywhere and get really water that can be good for everyone. There are great projects, like there is a one in Germany I know that called Bitter that help every consumer get water with the quality of the bottles but without the bottles, for example. There are a lot of projects that can be important tomorrow.
So big opportunities to disrupt Nestlé and Evian.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting on that kind of innovation, that you are working on the really big problems. So it's really exciting in terms of impact for the future of our food and our planet, and also exciting for the business, because when you're working for the biggest, you know, on the biggest problems, it's also the biggest opportunities for businesses.
Both of your startups are mixing innovation and a strong environmental, ecological impact. What are the benefits of doing so? How could you convince other entrepreneurs in the room not only to go in the food tech business, but to find a way to do it with a more impact way?
I think as you just said, all the problems we see around us are just, you can turn them into massive opportunities. And I think that's what we see now is consumers are asking for it. Everyone is looking for sense in a society that has no sense anymore on so many different topics. So now we can create projects that actually give back sense into our daily lives, into what we do, into our future. And this is such an amazing opportunity. I mean, we see how all the business with impact, they can grow so much faster today just because the consumer are asking for that. So today our marketing is just what we do and our project in itself. it sells itself. And I often say that in France we gathered really quickly 5 million users on the app, and there was no marketing. I mean, we don't have a marketing budget. It just people think it makes sense, so they talk about it, and medias do the same.
And now that you have more competitors in the food waste field, we think about Phoenix or about Olio. Do you think it's going to become more harsh? Do you think there's still room in the field, or you should go in some other field?
No, I think it's so much room, actually. So, and also, when we fight food waste, it's really hard to talk about competitors, because at the end, we're just all aiming at the same objective. So the motto I use often is collaboration is the new competition. And the idea of thinking, well, we actually all help each other, because the more we talk about food waste, the more it's going to help Too Good To Go, the more it will help our competitors as well. So
you're changing the rules. It's no more about competition. It's more about cooperation between the players. Is it the same in the urban farming field? Do you have like good relationship with our competitors? Do you see a field with a lot of opportunities yet to explore?
Yeah, it's really important also to be more in a like a complementary mode. You know, like there is room for everyone. We are building a future where we need to get, you know, 70% more food with better quality. So we have to find, you know, new competitors everywhere. So if you want to start something, and yeah, so it's really important to find, you know, everyone as a place, and we are really in a really transparent way working with the others. And also on the previous question, because something important is that there is the customer that is really asking for impact, and there is also the employees, and it's something really important. It's really easier to hire people when you are working on something that has a lot of impact. And so if you get a better access to customers and a better access to employees, actually this is something that is just going to get a better business, and that's why impact is not something small anymore, and this is really something important. On our side, we've raised 35 million euros, for example, and I think it's not, you know, the end of the game, but it's important.
So talking about becoming big, yesterday the President Macron announced an objective of having 25 unicorn by 2025. I think today we have only one unicorn in the food field, if it's a unicorn insect, I think already. Do you believe we can have more unicorn in the field? Are you going to become one? Is it a plan or not?
I guess the plan, if there is one, is really to become a green unicorn. So to prove that everyone, that by wanting to aim for an impact, you can actually also boost your valuation. And I really believe, and I hope that all the investors and people looking at that, they will give more and more importance to the impact you leave behind as well. So yeah, I mean, if there is any point to become a unicorn today, it's really also to make it of a symbol that it is possible to build a big business based on a really strong DNA and on wanting to make an impact for the society.
And you, Guillaume?
Yeah, you know, it's not an objective directly, but when I think, you know, the projects that are changing the world that are the ones where the money and the impact are perfectly aligned. And when it's not perfectly aligned, it's getting a problem, you know, it's becoming a problem. So as we think we are perfectly aligned with that, and when we get bigger, there is less pesticides, better, you know, water and better food everywhere. For sure, if we get someday to become a unicorn, it will, you know, be a world with better fruits and vegetables everywhere. And I think this is something that we want to become. Yeah. So,
talking about unicorns, and in order to share some inspiration with the public, this year we saw a very successful IPO in the food field with Beyond Meat. If you don't know Beyond Meat, they do a meat replacement with vegetables. It was one of the biggest success as an IPO. There's a lot of new startups coming in the food lab sector, food alternatives, meat alternatives, sorry, sector. What do you see some opportunities in this sector, or maybe some other? You talked about the water opportunities. Can you share with us and with the crowd some good opportunities, insights, where we could go to start a new venture in the food tech?
Yeah, I think, you know, the main ones are always the one that are that seems obvious now, you know, but like the meat replacement is something really big, and it's still really small even if you have some IPOs. I think I don't know how many you know, like meat replacement burger you've eaten this week, but I think this is not something that is still important. And same thing, for example, for urban farming. You know, people are sometimes asking me, what are the competitors, or it's working. And you know, when you go to Monoprix today or to a supermarket, there is not so much competition around what we are doing. So we just have to get bigger. And I think all that new sectors are already quite defined. So you know, meat replacement, fish replacement, better fruits and vegetables, waste. The idea now is more that every one of these sector has to find, you know, I don't know, 1,000 of different kind of companies and sectors inside, so that it gets something that is really the standard actually. And water, yeah, I think water is something really important and not so developed for the moment, but there is a lot to do.
And just one thing to add is that I think there is a big opportunity to reconnect people with their alimentation as well. Today, and especially when you live in a big city, you just have no idea anymore on how you grow a carrot or an apple, or how you produce. What does that mean to have a steak in your plate? And I think the more we get people to reconnect with their alimentation, the more we will improve the whole food system. I mean, talking about waste for sure, because you will really understand the value of having food in your plate, but also in terms of the more attention and care you give to this whole food chain, the better it will be. And that's why urban farming is definitely an important thing, because people living in the city needs to reconnect with growing food. I think it's super important.
Something I believe is very interesting. We see a lot of people that want to consume better food. If you look at the polls, people will always say, yeah, we want to eat local, we want to eat organic. But in the reality, it's not always the case, because the price are too expensive. So you find a solution with Too Good To Go, because it's the food that is not sold that you're going to sell at a lower price. On your side, Guillaume, are you able to find a good price in order to attract a bigger crowd? And more generally, do you think we can propose good product at a better price, even the same price as industrial food, or not?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a long-term journey, and you know, in the food space, things don't change like that. So it's really important for us to get a better price, you know, in the future years. Today we are already, you know, less expensive than organic food, for example, when we sell some fruit and vegetables and some strawberries. And I think the technology that we are developing is going to scale, and it's going to be cheaper. This is already the case, for example, with LEDs, and we'll get, you know, better prices and better cost of production every single year. So for sure it's going to be cheaper tomorrow, and this is what will make a real impact, actually.
Lucie, a last word?
No, I just want to add, and it's really funny for me to say so, but I think people also need to accept to just spend more money on food, and maybe buy less clothes, go less to the hairdresser, have less 10,000 device at home, but just accept to spend money on food, because that's what you put in your body every day, and this is your house for the future, this is our planet, this is everything, so just let's accept to spend more money on food.
Thank you very much, Lucie, and thank you very much, Guillaume.
That's a wrap, guys. Stay tuned, get excited, and join us at the FDA 2020 to make some magic together.